That's herzlichen, herzlichen. One last time, herzlichen Dank. In a formal situation, it is important to address people in the formal Sie and Ihnen forms. This is especially important if you don't know the person, in business settings or any case when more distance is required. A good example would be meeting a professor, an employer, or in a business meeting. In these situations, a simple Danke is by no means rude. However, using the formal Ich danke Ihnen is better. Now let's go over that one more time. Ich danke Ihnen. Let's break it down. The first word, Ich, is German for I. That was Ich. And once more, Ich. Then Danke. Danke is used as a verb here, to thank. Danke. And the last word, Ihnen, which is the formal form for the English you. By syllable, that is Ihnen. And slowly, Ihnen. Ihnen. To review, the formal form of thank you is Ich danke Ihnen. And again, Ich danke Ihnen. These phrases are important and easy to use every day. So wherever you go in Germany, always remember to say Danke. Okay, to close out today's lesson, we'd like for you to practice what you've just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for saying it aloud. You'll have a few seconds before I give you the answer, so viel Glück. That means good luck in German. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Danke schön. Danke schön. Danke schön. Thanks. Danke. 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 Many thanks. Vielen Dank. Vielen Dank. Vielen Dank. Heartfelt thanks. Herzlichen Dank. Herzlichen Dank. Herzlichen Dank. Thank you formally. Ich danke Ihnen. Ich danke Ihnen. Ich danke Ihnen.
Listen to.
During your travels in Germany, it is more probable that you will hear rather than use the phrase you're welcome. In German, you're welcome is bitteschön. Bitteschön. Let's break it down by syllable. Bitteschön. Let's hear it once again. Bitteschön. The first word, bitte, means please, or also you're welcome. Let's break down this word and hear it one more time. Bitte. Bitte. This is followed by schön, which in German is beautiful. Schön. 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 So to recap here, we have bitte schön. Literally, this means beautiful request. Another way of responding to a phrase of gratitude is gern geschehen, which means with pleasure. Gern geschehen. Let's break it down by syllable. Gern geschehen. Gern geschehen. The first word, gern, means with pleasure or gladly. Let's break down this word and hear it one more time. Gern. Gern. This is followed by geschehen, which in German is to happen or to occur. Geschehen.